Tommy, you look at the Oilers' blue line, and then you look at just these top four, and obviously, you know, these are four of the best teams right now, so, you know, maybe that's unfair, but if that's the goal, then, you know, as you build your team, you have to look, and it's, I'm not even talking style of players. This is just something that's pretty much consistent across the board. For the most part, you need experience, size, and strength on your back end with some skill, for sure.
It's a template that works. Obviously, no surprise that they're the four teams that are in the semifinals. And the other thing, Greg's, and you pointed it out too, like their size is significant. Their weight is also noteworthy. And those guys generally move well, whether you're looking at Vegas's defense, whether you're looking at Montreal's defense, Tampa's. They're big body guys. They move well. Even the Islanders' defensemen. So if you've got size and mobility, and these guys are sharp, they have offensive knack. Yeah, you're taking the guy that's 6'2 plus, 200 plus any day over the guy that's, you know, sub 6'2. And guys like Russell, 5'10, 170. Like I'd be surprised if Chris Russell was even 5'10. I think they bumped him up an inch or two because he's a few inches shorter than I am, and I'm 5'11. So it's just sheer size. You can crunch the analytics numbers and all of that, but when you have a big, strong person up against a smaller, lighter person, the big, strong person generally wins the battle.
Tommy Cazzola joins us. Tom, I think the Colorado Avalanches are a great template for Oilers fans to recognize that even when you got a lot of team and you got a lot of skills on your team, it's still going to be some tough sledding and some learning experiences. Because as the Oilers, they're not going to get rid of all their youth, right? So they're still going to have Broberg and Bouchard and, you know, some of these other guys coming. They're, you know, it's not like once the Oilers get in, it's going to be a fast track to the conference final. Like, even getting to the conference final in the last 6 years, less than half the league has even gotten to a conference final.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's there's still going to be some more pain moving forward for the Oilers, but I'll say this, like next year, you got to win more than one playoff game for sure. And hopefully around. So they've got to take a step, but the next few steps might be even more painful in a sense, because the expectations now will be this team should be competitive. And every year there's a good team who has a good regular season that doesn't come close to their ultimate goal.
Yeah. And the expectation for this team in Edmonton to be better is totally, totally understandable and warranted. And for the fan base to be waiting and waiting and waiting, I understand why they want the team to be good now. It's so close. And I think that's part of what's led to this excitement, disappointment. And yeah, the Avs are a good, solid team. But guess what? They ran into a equally as good, if not better, at just as solid team in the Vegas Golden Knights. And the Golden Knights, I know they dropped the first two games, but they were going to punch back, and they punched back hard, and they've been through the rigors of this the last 4 years since they've come into existence. Generally, they know how to play different ways and handle different styles of teams in front of them, and that's what we saw from the Vegas Golden Knights. The other thing, too, Greg's, is, like, listen, I don't know if Nazem Kadri would have been a total difference maker, but he would have added an element to the Colorado Avalanche, would have added to the depth of their forwards, a little bit of bite to his game, obviously sometimes over the line, offensive punch, certainly, veteran savvy, yes. But I think where the Golden Knights were able to expose the Avs a little bit, maybe a little bit on the back end, but I don't think it was as significant as some people are saying, but I think between the pipes. Philip Grubauer, Vezina candidate, finalist, all that, great. Had a tremendous season playing with a great team in front of him. But you've got a future Hall of Famer in Marc-Andre Fleury, who's been a superstar in this league for two decades. That's a bit different. And I still think Grubauer isn't quite at that level of a Marc-Andre Fleury, of a Carey Price, of a Connor Hellebuck. To me, he's not there. He's not a Vasilevsky. And I think that got exposed a little bit with some of those goals we saw. And it happened last year in the bubble as well for the Avs. And maybe they could figure it out. Because in the last, what, dozen years plus, we've seen some teams with goalies that aren't superstars win Stanley Cups. Antti Niemi, not a superstar. Jordan Binnington, not a superstar. So it's possible. But if you run into the right team and they get you like the Golden Knights did to the Avs, You're going to have some tough months ahead in the offseason, like the Avalanche will.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the Avs do because they've got some protection issues. So I think that's a team that you can look at possibly in trades. I look at Montreal's back end. I think they've got a lot of left defensemen. They've got some potential protection issues. So, you know, we focus so much on free agency, Tom. I really believe that Ken Holland, I think one of his bigger splashes might actually come via trade because, you know, the Oilers aren't, they're not in a tough spot really right now for protection issues. At all, especially if, you know, if they don't sign any of their potential UFAs. And, you know, they could easily add another forward. And if that means exposing one of the guys that they were going to protect as the seventh guy, that's not going to be a big loss either, potentially. Right. So I think Ken Holland, we might, you know, there's a chance for him to make just as big of a move before the expansion draft than there is when free agency begins on July 28th.
I'm glad you bring that up because if he can identify a team that might be running into some issues this offseason and can pry a guy away from that team, maybe flip a pick, flip a prospect, something along those lines, and it ends up being a sneaky good move and it bolsters this, whether it's the left side of the defense, which could be a big question mark for the Oilers next year, or bolsters the top six, especially on the left side, because man, there's a lot of voids on that left wing, as we've waxed poetic about. But if he can pull off a wily move here or there, and he's identified a few teams that might be in a state of flux, that is the veteran savvy on the GM side that would be huge and come in when it comes to the clutch side of that. Because, Greg's like, listen, it's great to walk into free agency with this shopping list and a bunch of money, but how many other GMs are doing the same thing? And you can't just expect to go shopping and, you know, and be the highest bidder for some of these guys. You gotta hustle a little bit, and by hustle, pry a few guys out via trade that might be susceptible to one. And that's what a good GM and staff will do.
Tommy Gazzola joins us on the Sports Leader TSN 1260. Tommy, your Italian heritage. Rather boring game today, playing against what I'd like to call chicken. They weren't even turkey because they played chicken. They didn't even get a shot on goal. They didn't attack. It was like, I know if you're, hey, as an Italian fan, you're loving it, but like that was a pathetic effort by Turkey. Like I know the Italians' defense is very good, but I felt like Turkey didn't even try to attack.
Yeah, and it's kind of refreshing to see Italy actually be on the attack. Crazy to think that this was the first time in Euro history that they've scored three goals. Three shots attempted by Turkey, or chicken as we're calling them today, it's just they had nothing. And I mean, I know Italians are going to go crazy and they're pumped up, and I'm sure a bunch of my cousins back in the motherland are super excited and enjoying the victory as is. But yeah, I thought the one thing I liked was, boy, Italy's attacking. That's nice. I know they're on this crazy streak with the national team where they haven't lost since 2018, and I think it's 27 matches without a loss, and they've been scoring a lot and haven't allowed a lot of goals. But this is a great start for the Italians hosting this thing. I know their division isn't particularly strong, so hopefully they come out of it clean, and that leads to a deep run here. But yeah, that was a convincing win. Didn't seem like Turkey, I almost said chicken again, was a threat whatsoever, and it shows in the game stats.
Tom Gazzola joins us at Sports Leader TSN 1260. Tom, in Boston, it was interesting, their player exit interviews today. Taylor Hall, hey, I'd like to stay here. You know, I'm not going to worry about getting maximum value. You have Tuukka Rask saying, hey, I want to stay here. If they don't sign me, I'll just go back to Finland. Krejci, the same thing. Like, man, if you're Don Sweeney, you're probably like, wow, this is going to be one of the easiest negotiation summers of my life.
Well, it's kind of interesting to, I bet the PA doesn't like hearing these guys saying, well, if I don't stay here, I'm going to walk. I'm going to go back to Europe. Or Taylor Hall, who could be a premier UFA, saying, I'll take less money. Like, I bet the PA's like, okay, be quiet. Don't say that out loud. Like, do it and sign for less, but don't actually say you're going to do that. But it's interesting. And it comes at a time, too, where we know the situation with salaries, the cap, all that in the National Hockey League. And good on Taylor Hall for recognizing, you know, he's made a lot of money. He's going to continue to make a lot of money for at least a handful of years here. But he's truly committed to winning. If he is identifying Boston as the team that's capable of doing it down the road, and he wants to stick there and not maximize his money. I wonder if we see more of that around the National Hockey League, where guys take a bit of a haircut more so than they used to, instead of walking for more money and actually trying to chase down that big, beautiful silver trophy that everyone gets this time of year. Although this year it'll be given out in July.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you like where you're at and you feel your team's competitive, why go to greener pastures thinking, you know, it's the old adage, you know, it's, grass isn't always greener on the other side of the fence. So I could see it. I think the flat cap will help a lot of players. And especially like when you're Taylor Hall and you're David Krejci and you're Tuukka Rask, like you've made a lot of money. Like you don't need to be like, well, I got to get that extra half a mil this year. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't, you've got that much money. It doesn't matter at that point anymore. It just doesn't. Yep. So, like, unless you're going to be horrific with your investments and stuff, you're set for life already. So, I can see why, you know, at that stage, guys like, you know what? Hey, I think our team's competitive. I like where I'm at. Cause there's the price. It's hard to put a price tag on comfort and being happy where you're at, right? Like, yeah. I think sometimes people, you know, we all are guilty of that maybe, you know, you leave your work to go somewhere else because you think it's going to be better and you're making 50 cents an hour more. And 3 months into it, you're like, wow, that was a bad decision.
Yes, it happens. And then what about pride and legacy and that factoring in? I mean, I'm sure a bunch of the Rask has won, obviously, but Taylor hasn't. Right. And I'm sure he's going to want to be remembered as someone who was a competitor who won and will leave a legacy when people talk about his career, talking about what he was able to accomplish more so in the positive as a team, as opposed to just his individual performances on teams that didn't really do anything at all, especially here in Edmonton. A couple of tough years in New Jersey. I know they made the playoffs the 1 year, didn't do much in Arizona, although they did make the round of 16. If he wants to leave a lasting legacy as a winner in the National Hockey League, maybe he's looking at Boston saying, yeah, that's probably where I can do it.
Tommy, enjoy the weekend. Are you golfing?
I don't think so, Greg. So maybe next weekend, next Friday for sure.
Game's really slipping. It must be off to a rough start, not golfing that often. Oh, I get it.
It
I
is
know what's
slipping. Ouch, man. Fresh wounds.
Get back out there. Don't be scared, Tommy. Don't be scared. Get back on the course.
Maybe a little time at the range will help. It'll go a long way. How about that,
that's
Greg?
True. That's what they say. You know, an hour at the range is sometimes better than a round. So if you want to improve your game,
I need it.
So, there you go. Love it. Have a good one, Tommy. We'll talk to you on Monday.
You too, Greg. Have a great weekend.